Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve, but most popularly known as Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Jay Anthony Brown.
It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday, and it's Memphis tomorrow night, baby. Tallahassee on Sunday.
And from Los Angeles, fresh off the set of her new show, Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, family! Oh, my God. I love waking up and coming here.
I mean, you like just coming here. You haven't even been asleep yet, Sherry.
No, but I dream about Tom Joyner, Sybil Wilkes, and J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Isn't that what we would love to hear? Thank you.
Like, you know, when you wake up and you go, I'm so truly blessed.
That is Thank the you. Truth. That is the truth.
Thank you, Sherry.
That's my early morning tongues.
What is that sound again?
That's my tongues for being blessed.
I think Jay's ready to make you Mrs. Four.
Okay.
Mrs. Four.
No name, just Mrs. Four.
I like that.
What's the sound again? Now, let me hear that. No, I think you're wrong on that one.
That's how you get them.
Okay. You kind of like that, Sherry.
I'm really not into that one.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Excuse the ring.
Excuse the ring.
I'm in New York. It's sad here.
I'm sorry.
The Mets lost.
Yeah, they got blanked by the San Francisco Giants last night.
Yeah.
You just couldn't stay there one more day, huh? You had to go up there, huh? Wow. Damn, man.
Hey, Sib, you didn't tell me this.
Okay.
You know, I don't start following baseball until we get into the playoffs.
But
I didn't know I had black in the playoffs.
I know. I didn't tell you that.
You didn't tell me that.
I know, because we wanted to keep things going.
You didn't tell me I had a black manager for the Nationals, the Washington Nationals?
Yes.
Dusty Baker?
Yeah.
He's black. He's running things.
Dusty Baker is the manager for the nation's capital baseball team.
And you didn't tell me.
No, I didn't.
That the Dodgers. As a black manager.
And he's so Tom Joyner fair that sometimes people don't even realize it.
Okay, so he's light skinned. But anyway, you didn't tell me this.
I know I didn't.
So this changes everything. Mm-hmm. This changes everything, you know, because I was rooting for you and the Cubs, mm-hmm. who I favored, mm-hmm. and Cleveland, who I love. You know, because I brought them a basketball championship.
Sure.
And I was going for a Cleveland Cubs, you know, playoff.
But now?
World Series. But now, this changes everything.
You're just going to skip what you did to the Mets, huh?
I didn't do that. I didn't do that to the Mets. I just
We ain't going to talk about that, huh?
That's not the issue. But here's the question, Jay. They play tomorrow. The Dodgers play at Washington. So what do you do?
I don't know. I got a light skinned manager and a dark skinned manager.
And
they play each other starting what, Friday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Starting tomorrow.
In DC. In Chocolate City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So what do I do?
That's the question.
Okay, I gotta go with Dusty Baker, and the Washington Nationals.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm gonna stick with you and the Cubs
I want you to be with those
but
guys.
I'm going with Washington Nationals to go all the way.
Dang.
In the
Dusty
World
Baker.
Series. Dusty Baker. All right.
All right.
Got that out the way. All right. Sherry, I have a. We have a situation here. I pretty much know what your answer is going to be.
Okay.
Day before yesterday, we got a text from a guy, mm-hmm. who said he wanted to go on the cruise, but his wife doesn't like the cruise, and it's his bucket list, and he really wants to go. And he asked us, what should he do? And we couldn't figure out an excuse for him to be off the grid For 8 days.
They're still trying to figure this out, Sherry. And
can
this
a married
is consumed.
Man just go away for 8 days without his wife.
He needs
knowing.
To go away for 8 days. I pretty much know what
you
your answer
Sherry's
is going to be.
You really should see.
I know.
Before
I know.
You even finish the question, Claire. You should see.
There's no hall pass. Black right. people don't know too much about hall pass. No. You say a hall pass to a black
man,
person in marriage.
This is his bucket list. We took it to Jay. Jay took it to the
I
lab.
Couldn't do anything with it.
Couldn't do anything for him. I thought I had a solution, and Sybil just shot it down. And that is he drives to the hurricane, Matthew, and he just disappears, and he reappears 8 days. I mean, he reappears in April when we sail. You know, he fakes his own death.
Is
basically what he does.
Yeah,
he fakes his own death. And then Sybil said, "Well, she's going to collect the insurance money, and she's going to be on the cruise.
She'll be in the cabin
maybe
next to his,
next to his." And that didn't work.
In the VIP section,
so,
Sybil.
You know.
So I pretty much know what you're going to say, but Sherry, can you help this man with an excuse to go on the cruise without his wife?
Okay. Well, what I want to know is, does his wife not want to go because she doesn't like cruises?
She's not
yeah.
a cruiser.
He wants to,
right. She's not into cruising.
She's not into cruising.
And that's on his bucket list.
On his bucket list.
And we've gone through a number of scenarios, like Tom and Jay said, including inviting his mama-in-law, you know, his brother-in-law, somebody that's related to her. Jay finally said, "Player, you just can't go. You just can't
go.
Okay.
I pretty much know
what you're going to say, but come on, Sherry.
I really want him to go. Don't get me wrong. If that's on your bucket list, and we talk about it every year, how amazing it is. I'm a little upset. I'm salty with his wife, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
Why?
Because it's something that he really wants to do. Something, you know, in a marriage, sometimes, don't go by my
usually
two,
those only happen on your anniversary and your birthday.
Maybe I know Christmas. It's those happy holidays that you know you do the sacrifice, as we all do. Married women know.
But 8 days, Sherry.
But come on, 8 days. You know something he really wants to do. Sometimes you do things with your husband that you really don't want to do because they got to do things with you that they really don't want to do, like put up with your family. Ask a lot of men how many times they want to be hanging around with your family. They come home and your cousin sitting on the couch and your sister there. They don't like all them sisters.
Okay. So, absolutely right.
Yeah, men usually don't like all you.
So she should give him. She should give him a pass.
A hall pass.
For 8 days? No, you know, 8 days.
But Sherry, a woman said, "Let him go. Just go, because we'd like 8 days without him too."
I don't know a man going on a cruise by himself for 8 days is good.
Wait a minute. Here's another problem. He needs a roommate.
See,
and he needs a roommate.
Now
he needs a roommate. You have to have a roommate.
You know, I'm with Jay. You asking for
you can't go.
For,
I mean,
you can't go.
Your ass can't go.
Cause you asking for a roommate.
Yeah, and now
that
you want
two
a roommate?
Single,
yeah.
Two black men walking around on the ship. No. I'm gonna be on your behind. You.
Hey.
What's that sound you made, Sherry?
I'm gonna be looking at you like, God, you didn't send this memo. Cause don't nobody wear a ring on this dog on the ship. That's the problem I have. Everybody take off that daggone ring.
Oh my goodness.
I'm with Jay.
Okay, so should she let him? You still want to see her let him go?
Oh no! He can't go by himself. Oh no! I'm saying I'm salty with her because she needs to go. But let him go by himself? Oh heck no!
He can't go by himself.
He has to buy two tickets.
He just can't go.
He can't go because what's she gonna do? Take your cousin with you? He can't go with another man, Tom. That's double trouble.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And especially because he's going to pick that friend that she knows is going to bring nothing.
But it's his bucket list.
He's going to have
to. It's his bucket list. He needs to buy this ticket now because
he might have to die without that.
Well, that's exactly what she's saying, young.
Don't we do live streaming from the ship?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying. Book that. You ain't going.
Book that. Look at the pictures. We'll take good pictures for you.
Yeah.
I'll even Periscope.
No, you ain't going. You can't go.
And she will Periscope in a minute.
Our parents go from going. The ship, sir. But you,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
We love to take him when the kids need to go to school, but you just can't go.
See, there's some Cheryl seasons was my you last just don't hope. Get to share. Not by himself, he can't go.
Hell no.
Do you understand how much fun we have? We got a might as well now.
See, that's it right there. What black woman wants you to have that much damn fun? Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's kind of right about that shit. Sometimes
all that fun.
Without me.
He going to have Sybil. Yeah. He would go on a ship, have that much fun for 8 days, and come back home and be like, why am I here? There's nothing.
There's no black woman that wants you to have that much fun.
Not for no 8 days. No 8 days. Oh, you must be out your daggone
mind. It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday. And coming up this morning, comedian Jay Farrell coming in with me in the New York studios. And more news about Hurricane Matthew and the evacuation. So many of our listeners are evacuating right now from Hurricane Matthew. All this and more coming up this morning on the TJMS.